Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your weekly report brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Stop on in, check out their trailer selection. Maybe some skid steer attachments, maybe a snow bucket is what you need. They can set you up at Midsoda Manufacturing right off I-94, County Road 50. They do have hours on Saturday morning from 8 till noon. Swing on in at Midsoda Manufacturing. Also, all your parts, they do service, sales, you name it, DOT inspections at Midsoda Manufacturing. Well, this week, the American Farm Bureau Federation, their annual convention wrapped up in Atlanta, Georgia. We visited with Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing, and Dan said, yes, it was a great convention, and once again, good to be back in person.
Yeah, people were glad to get back in person. You know, it's just one of those things where you kind of miss that hallway talk with folks from all over the country with, you know, we all farm differently, but at the end of the day, we're all in agriculture, and it's nice to visit with folks that may not necessarily farm the same way you farm, but to get caught up, and it's fun to get back in person. I know we had about 4,000 folks registered. I don't know how many actually came in that, but that's about where we were at on registration.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing, and me stating the obvious, as Dan is the new president here in the state, following past president Kevin Papp. I mentioned to Dan, you know, taking in convention, it's a little different this time around in this leadership role here in the state.
Well, there's certainly a lot more meetings. I mean, you don't necessarily get to attend very many of the breakouts. There's other things going on, and it's a new role, and it's, you know, it's a learning curve. The first year of everything is a new learning curve, and I always say the minute you stop learning, you're 6 feet under. But no, it was good. It was a good experience. Just kind of brings you back when you get back home to be more excited and work harder for your members.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval addressing those in attendance. I mentioned to Dan what some of his main takeaways were from Duval's message this week in Atlanta.
You know, that we're all in this together, and COVID may have given us some challenges, but at the end of the day, we're stronger together, and that grassroots that Farm Bureau has is working for us every day of the year.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing joining us. And of course, as states conduct their own state meetings, they come up with their state policy and then all gather on the national scene to formulate a national policy. And I mentioned to Dan, how do those two, are they comparable when it comes to, well, maybe some of the priorities? Are they reflective here in Minnesota on the national scene?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we had some resolutions that dealt with a review and audit of the producer price differential on milk, and also a call for USDA to publish resources that show how each federal milk marketing order operates and differs by region, because there is some confusion or lack of understanding how the milk marketing works, and it is a complex system. And it's one of those things, but so I mean that certainly is important to Minnesota farmers. We also had discussion on price transparency in the beef cattle industry, and a lot of debate and discussion around that on the delegate floor yesterday. At the end of the day, it comes down to regional differences, but at least we were able to have the conversation and understand where everybody's sitting on it, and that's democracy at work. We also had some broadband stuff that came through. You know, it's dealing with the quality of life in rural Minnesota. Broadband is more of a necessity now than just a luxury. So we there was some language on that. But you know, all in all, it's a lot of stuff that we deal with in Minnesota was brought up on that floor too.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing. Also, Dan, him and his family, a dairy farm they own and operate near Waverly, Minnesota. I mentioned to Glessing, too, regarding waters of the U.S., EPA, this issue. Farm Bureau been very much on the forefront of, and I'm sure there was quite a bit of chatter regarding this topic as well this past week in Atlanta, Georgia, at the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's concerning pulling the word navigable out of the WOTUS rule, and that was top of mind in the hallways and the conversations we were having, how we want to get that word navigable on in there, because, you know, we want clean water, but we need clear rules on what water is governed by the federal government, and so that the word navigable kind of cleans that up. If you can float down it, that's navigable. If you can't, that's not. It's not a puddle in our yard. It's main waterways is what is the intent, and that's the way we would like to see it.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing joining us here on Chasm Radio. And finally, a mention to Dan, too, to give some acknowledgement and also maybe recap a bit, as many delegates here from the state were competing in different categories at the national convention. And Dan gave us some details on those outstanding individuals.
Absolutely. We had Michaela Ehlers from Grant County compete in the discussion meet. You know, the Young Farmer Rancher program is a great avenue for folks coming out of FFA and continuing that leadership development. And we've got that 18 to 35 year old program, and they've got contests, and the discussion meet's one of them, as well as Mark and Sarah Hewitt were in the Excellence in Ag competition, and they actually were in the top 10. They were on stage top 10 in that competition, and so we're pretty proud. We were represented really well with our Young Farmer and Rancher program.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing joining us here on AM 1150 on your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. And also finally this morning, still talking surrounding Farm Bureau and their annual convention, Dan Whitley. He is the administrator of the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. He spoke at that convention in talking about the Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China. He says that China's growing middle class is looking for better quality food in their diets. He talks about them as a consumer in consuming, hopefully, U.S. products.
You can't ignore a population of 1.7 billion people. What some people may not know is that just their middle class consumers is the size of the entire U.S. population. You're talking about 350 to 375 million middle class consumers in China. And we know it's important because one of the first things that a middle class consumer does when they move from low income to middle class is they improve their diet. High quality protein, fruits and vegetables, they eat out. All areas where American agriculture is second to none.
He also says, Whitley says, on the flip side, he says dealing with China comes with some complexities as well when you're talking trade.
You know, I'm expecting $35 to $36 billion worth of product going into China this year. That could easily be $41, $42. Even with these phenomenal numbers, we're still dealing with some non-tariff measures. We're still dealing with slow approvals of our biotech events. We're still dealing with the lack of transparency and the reliability of doing business with China. Still dealing with that, and we're going to export $35, $36 billion. So it could be better. And we know it can be better, and we're trying to make it better.
Some comments from Dan Whitley. He is administrator of the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, talking to folks in Atlanta, Georgia, at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. Some details here on Chasm Radio. Also, a big thank you to Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing for joining us as well here on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Also, listen in this coming week, Wednesday and Thursday, Min Ag Expo in Mankato. We'll be there in person on Wednesday and have reports all week here on your dependable neighbor. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.